Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. When calamity and death comes, there is still hope and victory. Habakkuk, verse 1, verses 5 and 6. Look among the nations and see, wonder and be astounded. For I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings not their own. Habakkuk prophesied as the southern kingdom of Judah faced imminent invasion by the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, and as the wickedness of his own people grew, and as Habakkuk saw the wickedness of both his own people and the wickedness of the invaders God was choosing to use as an instrument of correction, he questioned God. His first question in verses 1 to 4 inquires about God's forbearance for the wickedness of Judea. His second question in chapter 1, verse 12 through 17, in light of God's answer to his first question, he expresses dismay that God would use the Chaldeans, who were more wicked than Judah, in Habakkuk's estimation, to punish Judah. Finally, the prophet ends the book with a hymnic prayer, confessing his confidence in God and servitude to the will of God in the face of certain catastrophes. Nestled in these questions and God's responses in this short book are principles of hope that every believer can rely on when their environment is in chaos, when wicked people flourish, and when we seek certainty for our days. I want to share a story of victory in the midst of persecution. Four masked gunmen charged into Mohammed Yusuf Bhatt's home on the evening of July 1st of 2015, pushing his wife aside and demanded to talk to him. After he stepped forward, the gunmen escorted the 43-year-old father of three outside his home in Kashmir Valley and shot him 7 times, killing him. Those who worked with Yusuf describe him as being a fearless, bold, and passionate believer who would not be quiet about Christ. While India is nearly 81% Hindu, the territory of Jammu and Kashmir is predominantly Muslim. Yusuf discussed the Islamist efforts to stop the spread of Christianity and the fear this caused among Christians. In Kashmir, we can see the Islamic leaders start a movement to crush the believers in the Kashmir Valley. But he said, "This book, the Bible, changed my life. I want to share my testimony of it." He goes on to say that I got lots of persecution to my family. My son was tortured. My daughter was also tortured by different people. Of course, we get persecuted to the body, but inside, we are getting so much peace. Yusuf was grateful for how these experiences increased his faith and helped him experience the peace of God, citing Matthew 5:10. He said the persecution were a blessing. Before his death, Yusuf knew there were plans to kill him. However, he forgave those who persecuted his family and plotted his death. He said, "God bless them. Our prayer is that God will open their spiritual eyes, so we are praying for them." The week before he was killed, Yusuf visited 13 of the house churches that he and others had started, challenging each group to remain faithful. He also asked them to continue his work should anything happen to him. He said, "This is not a religion we can see. This is freedom. He said, Jesus takes me out of darkness and into the light of the Lord. We are praying there will be open worship of the Lord. This is the main burden of our hearts. He said, my prayer is when I see the stars, like every evening, I want to see that many believers in Kashmir Valley. God give us power and victory in Kashmir. There is hope in the face of calamity, persecution, and darkness. It says in Habakkuk 2:4, but the righteous shall live by his faith. We in America do not know that level of persecution, but we do know about censorship, the taking of our freedom of speech and our religious beliefs. But so many shrink back in their expression and boldness to hold fast to their faith and the expression of our faith by sharing their testimony of faith, freedom, and hope in Jesus. Habakkuk 2:14 says, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. God's promise is to work through believers like this dad who died for Christ. And it should exhort us to raise our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord and speak out about how Christ changed our lives. How despite the suppression of God in almost every environment today, we are to be his light and salt to this decaying land. Habakkuk 1:5 says, behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And then in Psalm 24:1, the earth belongs to the Lord, as the psalmist declared it. This promise is certain and will be. Be inspired by this young man who gave his life to Christ and be all the Holy Spirit has called you to be. Let us begin today with a bold prayer and a godly purpose. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled day.